Well, it's another body down, obviously, after losing Charlie Austin. We think they can affect games. Well, Charlie, obviously, with his goals. But like I always say, you know, the players changing is a funny situation because it's a great chance for someone else. And, you know, never more so than now. You know, it's hero time over the next three games. And, you know, you want someone who's going to be that person who makes a big difference. So it allows someone else the chance to do that.
And with no ability to go out because of the transfer window system and get someone in, does that make the incentive for the players that are here even greater, the fact that it's going to be them that gets the chance?
Absolutely. But I mean, you know, that's where the squad comes into the fore, really. You know, the squad have to stand up, they have to compete for places anyway, but when they get their chance, they have to deliver. And, you know, it's one of those situations. And players come and knock your door and they're, you know, why am I not playing, et cetera, et cetera. Well, there's two places opened up for people and say, well, there's two places that have got to be filled. So, you know, it's how they deal with that, how they deliver performances to help with the cause of getting that next win.
Is it one of the pitfalls of the loan system as well? A player comes in temporarily and no matter what their impact is, you're at the whim of the other club who can take them back?
Well, it's not really a pitfall. It's just the reality of the loan situation. You know, that's more what it is.
You talk about players that are here. Obviously, you've lost a couple of bodies in the last few days. Have you got any good news on the injury front?
Well, only that Duffo's, you know, getting better. You know, he's getting clearer of his calf and he's getting more training done. So there's a possibility he'll be back in training next week. Ben and me, we're waiting on. It's a late one, I think. Not as harsh as we thought it might first be. So we're hoping that settles quickly, of course. But Charlie's obviously definitely out. So we move forwards. It's simple as that.
And I suppose that's the approach you've got to take to the recent results. A couple of narrow defeats, but with what went before, you know that you're definitely capable of getting the results.
Yeah, of course. It's, I mean, you know, a big challenge for us coming forward with the Cardiff game, because as they've just shown, they've been promoted, and home and away, they've found different ways of winning this season. But there's three games to go, and it's important that we get ready, and we're ready mentally and physically to deliver in all of them performances. But it starts, of course, on Saturday with Cardiff.
How much do you look at what's gone before and sort of disregard it? I mean, obviously, you'll analyse it and you'll work on things, but have you got to draw a line on it in some respects and get going?
Already, immediately, the line gets drawn, because, you know, we know the things that have challenged us, the things that are outside challenges, the things that go against you, but they're gone. It's simple as that. They're done. It's about what goes forward now and you know, the next three games.
Lots of talk about this three-point gap to the bottom three. You're also only 3 points from the top half of the table. Have you ever known anything like this in terms of what one win could mean?
No, it's everyone keeps talking about it. It is a bizarre situation, certainly in my understanding and knowledge of the Championship, which goes back sort of 10 years or more, in fact. And, you know, it really is that strange situation. But it's the reality of the market this year. You know, Bristol have gone, but then there's sort of 10 others all in and around the mix of it. And, you know, it makes you realise how close the margins in the season are. And, you know, good runs, bad runs, indifferent runs. Leicester have had a funny run. Tony Mowbray at Middlesbrough has had a funny run. We've had one, you know. There's varying other ones. And that's led to this weird mixture of clubs all sort of vying to stay in and around it.
What's changed, do you think? Have the smaller clubs got better, or the inverted commas bigger clubs got worse?
I don't know. You can never define it season on season. It's just an anomaly season. You know, the reversal in form has been incredible, the top to the bottom. The middle has stayed around the middle, but the reversals from the top teams suddenly not getting the big points on the board, and then the bottom teams suddenly getting the big points on the board and against some of the top teams is bizarre. And I think it's there's certainly a few statisticians out there, and I think I said it right, scratching their head.